On Tuesday, 114 MPs in the 200-member lower house of parliament will take an oath of loyalty for the first time as the chamber meets for its constituent session. The new lower house will be far different from that which preceded it. For one, more women MPs than ever were elected and are also expected to hold key posts as lower house speaker and deputy chairpersons. Secondly, the new house will be slimmed of numerous committees as part of necessary cost-cutting measures, a move decided on Monday by the three parties negotiating the next government. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Already it's clear that the new lower house meeting in its constituent session on Tuesday will at least in some aspects be different from those that preceded it. MPs elected for two parties, the Conservative Topo 9 and the centre-right Public Affairs, will take their seats for the first time. And historically, more MPs than ever before are women, 44, an increase of 4% from the previous Chamber of Deputies. Women also are expected to hold three key posts, including that of Deputy Chair and Speaker of the Lower House. On Tuesday, the three centre-right parties in talks on forming the next government, the Civic Democrats, Topo 9 and Public Affairs, who enjoy a comfortable majority of 118 seats, agreed on the division of posts and the reduction of deputy chairpersons from 5 to 3. The Civic Democrats are putting forward well-known politician Miroslava Nemtsova for the post of Speaker, Public Affairs the newcomer Katarzyna Klasnova, and Topo 9 the former Defence Minister Vlasta Parkanova, four deputy chairwomen. That will leave only a final deputy position open for the Social Democrats, now headed for the opposition. And they've backed the seasoned Lubomir Zaoralek for the job, but have also expressed disappointment that future government MPs are opting not to back an opposition MP for Speaker instead. Other changes within the new lower house will namely be the reduction of various committees and subcommittees as part of necessary cost-cutting measures. Sources have pointed out that in 1996 there were far fewer in the Chamber of Deputies than was the case over the last 4 years. 12 committees and one subcommittee then, 18 committees and 56 subcommittees since 2006. In reality, that meant that a mere 33 out of 200 MPs in the House were not receiving extra funds for serving in additional posts and capacities. All told, the committees cost 14.6 million crowns, expenses that will be scaled back substantially, the three parties aiming to form the next government have promised as part of austerity measures. In their own symbolic way, the 24 newly elected MPs for Public Affairs, the centre-right upstart party that is pressing for tougher measures, took the tram to the chamber on Tuesday, each paying their way. Members led by party leader Radek Yon wanted to point out that MPs needed to pay for public transportation and not ride for free, as has been the case until now, an unnecessary benefit that they want to see changed. Meanwhile, even as the session gets underway, talks on the new government among the three parties have slowly but surely continued, with agreement expected to be reached sometime around July the 7th. In that light, it now appears almost certain that the president will appoint Civic Democrat leader Petr Nečas the prime minister-designate. In anticipation of such a move, the country's interim prime minister Jan Fischer said on Monday that his cabinet could resign by the end of this week, remaining in place only for an interim period, securing continuity before Mr. Nečas and the new government are appointed.
Jan Wellinger with that report. Now, completion of the D11 motorway.